So the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Mevez, the Gemara told us that if your mashve guma is inside of on a field, if you even out the ground on a field, you're chayv mishum chayresh. And if you do it inside of a house, if your mashve guma is in a house, then you're chayv mishum doine. You're chayv for building, because you strengthen the house. So mashve gumos is part of chayresh. If you do it in a field, it's chayresh. If you do it in a house, it's goyna. So with regards to this issue of evening out the ground and being mashve gumos, the Gemara tells us in Sadi Heyamad Aleph that sweeping the floor, washing the floor, might be a problem because of mashve gumos, because you're evening out the ground. So turn to the Gemara in Sadi Heyamad Aleph. The Gemara has a braisa, Tana Rabbanan. Hachaylev, person who milks a cow. Vamechabetz, or he curdles milk. I don't even know what that is, but some sort of curd. Yeah, you know what it is. Vahamegavin, or he makes cheese. Kigrageras, you do it in the shear of a fig. Hamechabet vahamarbetz, or if he sweeps, or they used to have when you have a dirt floor, so the dust would rise up. So in order to keep the dust from rising up, you sprinkled water all over the floor. And that would keep the dust from rising up because it would make the dirt hard. Or if he took the honey out of a honeycomb, a beehive. If he did these by accident, he's chayv chatos. If he did it on mezid, biyamtiv loikar boim, on yamtiv he gets malchus. Divrei Rebbe Elazar. That was Rebbe Elazar's opinion. So Rebbe Elazar holds all of these activities are also midairaisa, to milk a cow, to curdle cheese, to curdle milk, make cheese, sweep, put down the water on the floor. All of these things are malachim midairaisa. The chachamim disagree. They say all of these things are only also midarabanan. All of them are only also midarabanan. Rav Nachman bar Gurya. But what is echad zev v'echad zev? Which ones are they talking about? This one and that one. I apologize. All of these are not only also midrabanan. Chaylev is clearly dayraisa. Everyone agrees to that. So what is only midrabanan here? So chamim amim echad zeh, v'echad zeh, this one and that one. So keep in mind, what is echad zeh v'echad zeh? That's going to be a machlokes harishayim. What is echad zeh, this one and that one? Are only ain't only mishum shvus? What are we talking about?
What are you saying are the possibilities?
Well, one could be sweeping and putting the water down. One could be something else. We'll get to Rashi in a minute. Wait. We keep that in mind. What is echad zeh v'echad zeh in el mishum shvus? Something here is only midrabanan. So Rav Nachum bar Gurya iglu n'arda. Rav Nachum bar Gurya came to n'arda. Bo minei chayle. He asked him, chayle mishum mai mechayev. Why is chayle chayev? Amar lahu mishum chayle. Because he's milking. He said, why is milking us? And they said, because you're milking. Mechavetz mishum mai mechayev. Why is a person who curdles milk chayev? Amar lahu mishum mechavetz. He's curdling. Megabin mishum mai mechayev. Amar lahu mishum megabin.
I think that's a malach.
Because he's making cheese. They didn't add anything. They said, why is making cheese, Osir? Because it's making cheese. They didn't add anything. We don't understand what they answered. So, Amrulay, they told Amrulahu Mishum Megabin. Amrulay, so they said to him, Rabcha Koto Kani Bagma. He said, your Rebbe doesn't know what he's talking about. He's cutting branches in a swamp. Meaning,
he's lost.
That's not an answer. Chaylev is chay mishum chaylev. One of the Lamentas Malachas is not chaylev. So what's going on? So he also showed Bei Midrasha. So he forget it. He left Nardo. He came to the Beis HaMedrash. And they told him, Amr le chaylev chay mishum mefarek. Chaylev is dosh. It's like taking the kernel of wheat out from the husk. All right, we'll get to that. Mechabetz chay mishum boirer. If you curdle milk, then you're boirer. You're separating different parts of the same item. So that's oichol amsailas. That's boira. That's separating. Megabein chayv mishum boina. If you make cheese, you're chayv for building. We would not have thought that. But if you make, megabein, you make cheese, you're chayv for boina, building. Wow. We'll have to explain that too. Hamechabein v'hamarbeitz. Person sweeps or he puts the water down on top of the dust in order so the dust should settle. V'arei dechalos dvash. Or he takes the honey out of the beehive. Shogeg b'shabes chayv chatas heze biyamtiv lo karbaim divrei Rebbe Elazar. Amar Rebbe Elazar, my time in the Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Elazar said, what is the reason for Rebbe Eliezer? The sieve, because the pasuk says, vayitvol osa biyaros dvash. They dipped it in a forest of honey. V'chima inin yar eitzel drash. What does a forest have to do with honey? Eloi melecho, ma yar. Just like a forest. Ha'toyosh mimenu b'shabes chayiv chatas. If you rip something out of the forest, a branch, yechayiv chatas, av chalos drash. So too, if you take the honey out of the beehive, ha'roide mimenu b'shabes chayiv chatas. So why are you chayiv for taking honey out of a beehive? Rabbi said, I do not recommend this. Very dangerous activity, probably. But if you take honey out of a beehive, you're chayiv for kaitzer. It's like you cut something off. I don't know if beehives are attached to the ground or not. Attached to the tree? Are they? It can be in the ground. It is it attached to what it's on? So anyway, so it has to be attached to something. It's embedded. All right, so it's like a kaitzer. Kaitzer midaraisa. Av chalos vash, haroid mimenu b'shabes chayiv chatos. Fine. Ameimar shara zilcha b'mechuza. Ameimar allowed them. Shara zilcha b'mechuza allowed them to put down water. You know, they have the dirt floors to put down the water in the town of Mechuza. Yeah.
Because when it comes to kosher, is there a difference between something initially being connected
and then later being connected?
Right. Like a hive is later attached as opposed to a leaf or an apple.
Right. So that's why Rabbi Elazar held your chayiv chatas in the Rabbana, because he held, it's a discussion in the Gemara, why did Rabbi Elazar hold your chayiv chatas? Is it because it was later attached to the ground and now that's considered attached? And the Rabbanan held, no, that's not considered attached. Attached means it has to grow from the ground, not that I later, well, let's say I put my house in the ground, and you take the house out, is that, or I plant a stick in the ground. Is that kaitzer if I take it out? So Rabbi Elazar seems to have held, yes, that's the problem with the beehive. And the Chachamim disagreed.
Is that the same thing if you prune a tree?
No, pruning a tree grows in the ground. So that's attached to the ground because it's growing in the ground. If I stick a branch in the ground and then take it out, that's probably not kaitzer. But that might have been where Rabbi Elazar held. The beehive was put in the ground, so that's kaitzer. That might have been what he held. Ameimar shara zilcha b'mechuza. Ameimar allowed them to put this water down on top of the dirt in Mechuza. Amru. Amar. My time am I. What is the reason? Amar Rabbanan. What is the reason the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to do this, Midr Rabbanan? Dilma asi ashviyei gumois. Maybe you'll come to smooth out the ground. Hacha leka gumois. But in Mechuza, everyone had, says Rashi, everyone had stone floors. No? What does Rashi say in Mechuza? Zilcha l'rabbi sabritz bas abonim haisa b'chol ha'ir. The whole city had stone floors. So therefore it was allowed. Hacha leka gumois. Here where everyone has a stone floor, there's no gumois, so it's allowed. Rabba toysa ashikhe l'ravina. Rabbi Taisa found Ravina to come at Star Mehavlo. He was having a difficult time with the dust that was coming up from the floor. He was having a problem with the dust that was coming up from the floor. Why don't you just put down water on the dirt? You're not allowed to do that. Why are you not allowed to do that? It's a chashash mash v'gumos. You might be evening out the ground. So he said, no, but there's a way around it. Don't you know about the Braisa? If a person wants to put this the water down on top of the dirt of his house on Shabbos, maybe a reva maleomayim, he can bring a bucket full of water, and he's going to wash his face. So he's washing his face. Oh, where's the water going to flow? On the ground. Oh, so you just, you evened out the ground. You put the water down on top of the ground. You didn't even out the ground, but the water fell on the dirt, and that
was it to a hole or something?
That pulls the dust down, and you might even out the dirt. But that wasn't your kavana. Your kavana here was to wash your face. So Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim, even though they normally ask for that midrabanan, we don't let you do that here already. Since you're really just washing your face, they didn't have a problem with it. It was a trick. So what could you do? Wash your face in this corner. Wash your face in this corner. Then wash your hands in this corner. Then wash your feet in that corner. And the whole house will be misrabits. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that this is also midaraisa, so you can't do this. But according to the Chachamim, that it's only also midarabanan, so they had this little trick that you could do. Amalei, yeah.
Can you say it's also Rishim Harisha Kadmar Puyara?
It's in the house. Nothing's in the house. They didn't have trees growing in the house. It's in the house. So it's bona. So, but even the Chachamim who answered this, Rabbi Elazar held it's asa midaraisa. But the Chachamim held it's only asa midarabanan. We have to explain why. But the Chachamim held it's only asa midarabanan. and they allowed you, since it's only asim d'rabbanan, they allowed you to do this trick. That if you're just washing your face, you're washing your hands, that it's all right. Yeah.
Well, what's the reason for the chacham allowing?
For allowing this trick?
Yeah.
Because the whole thing is only asim d'rabbanan. So as long as it's not what you're doing, your intention is not...
So by the chacham, did they say it's like a situation?
We'll get to it. We have to explain the opinion of the chacham. We're going to explain right now. There's three opinions. Two opinions. We have to explain the chachamim, and then we'll understand why they allowed this little trick. He said, "You're right. That's a good idea. I didn't think of that. It didn't dawn on me." So all these people had trouble with the dirt, with the dust that was coming up from the floor. So he says, "Why are you worrying about the dirt, dust? Why don't you just do this trick?" He said, "You're right. We could have done this trick." Tana, we have a brisa. Isha chachamim arbetas besa. A smart woman, a chacham woman, can get her whole house matted down with this water. B'Shabbos, how? She'll be smart. She'll, in this corner, she'll wash her hands, in this corner, she'll wash her face, in this corner, she'll wash her feet, and the whole house will be fine. Now the Gemara has a final statement. V'inna, nowadays, the sphere along Rav Shimon, shari afilu l'chadchila. Nowadays that we hold like Rav Shimon, all of this is allowed. All of what? All of what is allowed?
Rav Shimon
holds davar she'eino miskaven is mutar. So now that we hold like Rav Shimon that Davar she'eino miskaven is mutar, listen, one second, I mean, let's just get something clear. A guy who's sweeping the floor, he puts water down on the floor in order to keep the dust down. Yes, he might be evening out the floor, but that's not what he has kavanah for. He has kavanah to sweep.
Right.
He might even out the floor, that's true, but that's a Davar she'eino miskaven. Okay, so but nowadays that we hold like Rav Shimon that Davar she'eino miskaven is mutar, all of this is allowed, or one of this is allowed. What is allowed? We don't know. We're going to have to figure that out. Something is allowed. Because it's a davar she'eino miskaven, which implies that everyone until now, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, both held like who? Rabbi Yosef. For now, we hold like Rav Shimon, and everything is mutter. Who did the Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer, hold like? They held like Rabbi Yehuda. The davar she'eino miskaven is aser. Okay, so we have three opinions about hamachabed v'hamarbed. It's a person who sweeps or he puts this water down on the floor. What are the three opinions? The first opinion is Rabbi Eliezer held your chayiv chatos. It's a real issa midoraisa here. The Chachamim held Yechayev midrabanan. Chayev midrabanan for sweeping and for marbets.
If it's issa midoraisa, why would you be chayev chatos?
Or at least marbets, what?
If it's issa midoraisa, why would you be chayev chatos?
If you did it by accident.
Oh.
Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer holds Yechayev midoraisa, at least for putting this water down on top of the floor, sweeping too. The Chachamim held... At least this is the way it sounds like the Pashut reading of the Gemara, that these are only asim d'rabbanan. And then nowadays, that's only because they both held like Rabbi Yehuda, that davar she'eino miskaven is usur. But nowadays that we hold like Rabbi Shimon, that davar she'eino miskaven is mutter, it could be both of these activities are allowed. Why? Because that's not what you have intention for. You have intention to sweep the floor. You have intention to put water down on the floor to keep the dust down. Oh, you're evening out the floor in the process. That's a davar she'eino miskaven. And according to Rabbi Shimon, that should be allowed. Okay, those are the three opinions that we have here in the Gemara. The Rabbi Eliezer held as midaraisa, the Chacham held it was only midarabanan, and nowadays that we hold like Rav Shimon, it could in fact be mutar l'chadchila. Look at Tosfos though, Tosfos doesn't understand what is the machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer, whether or not we have isa midaraisa or only isa midarabanan. So look at Tosfos, different master ha-mechabein. Tosfos writes the following. Tema, yeah.
Are they also assuming that water is pre-arranged before Shabbos?
Why?
Are they allowed to draw water on Shabbos and walk?
They're drawing what? That's a whole separate other set of circumstances. Let's leave. In order to address one issue, you have to localize
so we're
it.
Assuming
let's assume the water's here already. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, right? Tosas HaMechabit V'Amarbit. Tema. Da'alkokok Mari do have Ipsigreshe. Rabbi, of course there's no Ipsigreshe here. If there would be a Ipsigreshe that every time you sweep or every time you put down this water, you even out the ground, then even Rav Shimon could not say it's allowed. We have three opinions. Rabbi Eliezer holds us midaraisa. The Chachamim hold us midarabana. Rav Shimon holds its mutter. If it's a psikreshe, everyone should hold its usher. So Tosfos says, Tema dal karkuk mairi deloi havi psikreshe. Shiyaj v'gumos. Certainly this is not a psikreshe. The e psikreshe, hechi shari l'kaman Rav Shimon l'chachila. If this is a psikreshe, how could Rav Shimon allow it? Hamaydir Rav Shimon psikreshe v'lo yomos. Rav Shimon agrees in a psikreshe. V'kevan lo havi psikreshe. Oh, now that it's not a psikreshe, amai mechayiv Rabbi Eliezer. Again, so on these two activities of kibud and rebuds,
on Kibud and Rebut, we have three opinions. We have, I'm making a lot of assumptions here, but which might not in the end be true, so I hope to apologize for it. This is also the Rabbanan. He holds also with Daraisa. And Rav Shimon held that it's mutter. So clearly, if Rav Shimon holds that it's mutter, why does he hold that it's mutter? Because it's the davar she'eino miskaven. So then clearly we are not talking about a psik reishe. So once we're not talking about a psik reishe, why is this also mit daraisa, says Tosis? It doesn't make any sense. If there's no psik reishe, why is that also mit daraisa?
The kevin lo havi psik reishe, my mechai rebel yezer chatas ha'omer perek amar lahem, amar lahem ha'mamuna. But the Gemara says Meseches Yuma, Gabi Tziruf Asoshios, with regards to the hardening of the metal. Here, look at this Gemara Yuma. Look it up. It can't hurt.
See the, what is that, the fact that we know that Dovr Shem is Gavin, not secret? How does that mean that it's, how could it be a derived, not derived?
I'll show you, because you don't know the Gemara Yuma. Look at the Gemara Yuma.
That's true.
Tosa says it's against the Gemara Yuma. Writes the Gemara Meseches Yuma the following, at the two dots, that if the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, Rabbi said, would do many tefillas, as we know from the Avodas Yom Kippurim is not that far removed from us. We read during Musaf of Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol did many tefillas in a mikvah. What's the problem with being tefillah in a mikvah sometimes? It's very cold. It can be very cold. Okay, so deal with it. Kohen Gadol could deal with it. Yom Kippurim, one day he could get away. No, but sometimes he could be a zaken or an istinis, he's very sensitive. So what do we do if it's very cold? So Tanya, Amar Reb Yehuda, Ashashiyos Sel Barzel. They used to heat up metal bars, iron bars. Hayu Mechamim Erev Yom Kippurim. They would heat it up from Erev Yom Kippur. Umatilin L'Soch Tzainin. They would put it in the hot, in the cold water of the mikvah on Yom Kippurim. So they would leave hot metal in a fire going into Yom Kippur. That you can do. You set it up Friday. It's sitting in the fire. Great. Comes the Kohen Gadol to go into the mikvah, they would dip these in the water. So that would, it would not heat up the water that it become Yad Soveres Bo. This water is not going to become hot that it would be chai for Bishol. It's not going to be that hot. But it will take away a little bit of the chill. Matil and Lesech Tzainin, they would put it inside of the cold water. Kadesh Tafik Tzinasan. So the chill of the water should come out. So ask the Gemara, but there's a problem. If you have very hot iron bars, and then you put them in the cold water, so you have just hardened the metal. Softening metal on Shabbos could be bishul. Hardening metal is a problem of Makkah B'Patish. You just made the metal good, because part of the processing of metal involves that you heat it up, you mold it into the shape that you want, and then you harden it. That's the end process of making metal. So over here, you are now just in Makkah B'Patish, the last of all the malachas, the finishing off touch on the making of an item is Makkah B'Patish, the hitting of a hammer on the end, meaning like the gavel, you know, now we're done. So over here, you dip these metal bars into the water, that's going to make them hard, that's Makkah B'Patish. So Amar Abibi, no, it wasn't that hot, the metal. Shalai Higiyah Litzir, if they weren't soft, the metal wasn't soft and now it became hard, they were just hot. Okay? Abai Omar, Abai says, no, a few tamish shigil tziruf. Even if they got so hot that they were soft, davar she'eino miskaven mutter. It's not, it doesn't have kavanah to harden the metal. What does he have kavanah to do? Take the chill out of the water. Umi Omar, Abai Haki, 1 minute, but it's a psik reishe. How can you say this? Umi Omar, Abai Haki, Vatani, Besar, Losa, Afil, Makam, Shiesham, Baharis. We talked about this case. Even if there's a tzaras on the Makam Amila, you can do Mila. Divin Reboishia. Vavinamba, and we all asked, we pounced on Rabbi Yoshi, you can't do this. Vavinamba krol amuli, and they said, why do you need a pasuk that this is allowed? It's a davishen and miskavin. Vamarabai, Rabbi Yehuda, dama davishen and miskavin aser. Why do you need a pasuk? 1 second. Yeah, so according to Abaye, says, even if it's lo higil itziruf, davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. So the problem is, Abaye holds like Rabbi Yehuda, though. The davar she'eino miskaven is usser. The davar she'eino miskaven is usser. So Abaye holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the davar she'eino miskaven is usser. So the Gemara says, no, hani mili b'chol haTorah kula. Aval hachat seiruf derabanan hu. But here, with regards to heating up the metal, it's only derabanan. It's not called Torah kula. So it emerges from this Gemara is the following. There's two times that Davar Sheni Miskaven, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have their machlokas about Davar Sheni Miskaven. Davar Sheni Miskaven is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's aser, as we know, and Rabbi Shimon holds that it's mutter. This machlokas, though, is not only with regards to Shabbos, it's with regards to Kol Terakua. For example, the Gemara has a machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in Maseches Zvachim with regards to the Isser putting out the fire on top of the Mizbeach. On top of the Mizbeach, there was an Eish Tumid. There was always a fire. That's why we have Neir Tumid in the Shul, to remember the Eish Tumid, the constant fire that was on top of the Mizbeach. And the Pasuk says in Parashat Tzav, Eish Tumid Dukar Mizbeach, Loi Sichbe. You're not allowed to put it out. You're not allowed to put it out. The Gemara asks, whoa, then how then are you allowed to sometimes pour wine on top of the Mizbeach? Aren't you putting out the fire that was always there? So the Gemara says, that depends on the machlokas of Yehuda and Rav Shimon about a davar she'eino miskaven. Your kavana is not to put out the fire. Your kavana is to pour the wine on top of the Mizbeach because of the mitzvah of Nisuch HaYayin, of pouring the wine. Oh, but you might end up putting out the fire a little bit. So that depends on the machlokas of Yehuda and Rav Shimon. That has nothing to do with Shabbos. But the machlokas of Yehuda and Rav Shimon exists in Kol Tarkuah. If you don't have kavana for something, and you're doing a primary act A, which is mutter, and a secondary result of Iser is also might happen, that machlokas exists in Kol Tarkuah. But the Gemara assumes here that according to Yehuda, that it's usher in Kol Tarkuah by all other Isurim, it's usher midaraisa. According to Yehuda,
what does that mean, the Kol Tarkuah?
If you're talking about any Isser that's not Shabbos, it's Aser Midaraisa, according to Yehuda. But if you're talking about Shabbos, then it's only Aser Midarabanan. So even though, like let's say over here, cutting off the Tzaras has nothing to do with Shabbos. If you want to do a Milah, and there's Tzaras on the Mokum HaMilah, so you're not allowed to cut off Tzaras. So Gemara says, oh, that's a Davar Sheni Miskaven. Meaning, you really have kavanah to do milah. That's allowed. There's tzaras there. That's a davar sheino miskaven. So there, Rabbi Yehuda held davar sheino miskaven is aser midaraisa. But when you're talking about Shabbos, the Gemara says, of a hachat seiruv derabbanan hu, when you're talking about Shabbos, even Rabbi Yehuda didn't aser a davar sheino miskaven midaraisa, it's only midarabbanan. Why should there be a difference? The Tosfos will tell you. Yeah. Why should there be a difference between Shabbos and Kol Tarkuah? So come back to our Tosis. Come back to our Tosis, Sadi Hamad Aleph. Tosis says, once it's not a Psik Reshe, if it came in the Lop, have a Psik Reshe, my Mechavir Belezer Chatos, Ha'omer Perek Omer Lehem Amamuna, Gabi Tzeref HaShel Shios, the Dover Shenu Miskabin, Mutter Le Reb Yehuda Min HaTorah. If Yehuda holds when it comes to Shabbos, Dover Shenu Miskabin is Mutter Min HaTorah. Deloy havi meleches machsheves. With regards to the meleches hamishkan, the pasuk says, "Called melech of the mishkan meleches machsheves," which means thoughtful or professional. It could be the Targum Unklus says an uman would do it, a paid worker. So this is means like thoughtful, like machshava or chishuv, like an uman. So it has to be professional or thoughtful melacha. If it's not thoughtful malacha, then it's allowed. So Tosfos says, according to Yehuda, that's why Davar Sheni Miskaven, when it comes to Shabbos, is only Aser Midarabanan. Why? Because it's not Meleches Machsheves. And with regards to Shabbos, there's a requirement that it be Meleches Machsheves. With regards to Tzaras, with regards to putting out the fire on the Mizbeach, so then Rabbi Yehuda holds Davar Sheni Miskaven is Aser Midaraisa.
Isn't Shabbat part of Kol Tarkuah?
I mean,
everything okay. Shabbat.
Why is Shabbos different? Because it has the condition of Meleches Machsheves.
Oh, as in other things, that doesn't apply?
Yes. It's said by the Meleches HaMishkan. Shabbos is derived, most of Meleches Shabbos are derived from the Mishkan. So since this description is given about the Meleches HaMishkan, this description, this caveat applies to all Meleches Shabbos too. And there are many halachas that are derived from Meleches Machsheves. For example, we mentioned the halacha of Mekalkel. Mekalkel, if you do a destructive malacha on Shabbos,
It's only Asa Midrabanan. The Gemara never quotes a source for that. But most Rishonim assume that that's because it's not Meleches Machsheves. No, you don't hire a professional person to do destructive acts. Yes, demolition is constructive. A destructive act is not Meleches Machsheves, so it's Pater. Or it could be Kachar Yad is derived from this too. It's not Meleches Machsheves. Or there'll be another, or Davar She'ein Miskaven might be derived from this. Or Melacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. If I dig a pit, and I don't need the pit, I just want the dirt, that also might be derived from this. Or Melechas Machsheves describes the type of Melacha that you have to, it has to be. Or if it's, let's say we're going to get to this, Melacha She'ein Miskaven. It's a Melacha that will not last. Let's say you write with disappearing ink or something like that. So it doesn't last. That's also not Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves means thoughtful or professional type Melacha, and has many halachas are included in this that are potter because it's not Meleches Machsheves. One of these things might be Davar She'ein Miskaven.
What does that mean again, Meleches Machsheves?
It means thoughtful or professional. That's the way Tagamunko says Meleches Uman, which is a professional person. But it could also mean thoughtful, but not destructive, or not a Davar She'ein Miskaven, or not a Malacha that I don't need the item of the Malacha itself, I just need it not there. Let's say I need to turn out the light. I don't need the ash that I'm making when I turn out the light. I just want the light off. That's a Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. I don't need what I'm producing. So then that's not a professional type Malacha. So all of these halachos are derived from this concept of Meleches Machsheves. It has to be thoughtful, professional Malacha. So one of these halachas is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Davar She'ein Miskaven is usher, and this is a global machlokas, even in Kol Torah Kula, when it comes to Shabbos, it's only usher midrabanan. So if that's the case, that it's only usher midrabanan, even if the Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Davar She'ein Miskaven is usher, it can't be the Araisa. Davar She'ein Miskaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Shabbos is at best the Dirabanan. So ask Tosos, how do we get an Easter the Araisa according to Rabbi Elazar? That's what Tosis is so bothered by. Yeah, okay. So his answer is the following. V'yesh lomar de'baha pligi. De'rab Eliezer savar de'havi psikreshe. V'rabonon savri de'loi havi. Rabbi Eliezer holds that this is not a Davar She'ein Miskaven at all. You know why it's awesome in the Araisa? It's because it's a psikreshe. It happens every time. And when it's a psikreshe, then it's not a Davar She'ein Miskaven at all. You either have Kavanah, or that's exactly what you're doing. It's not a secondary result. We took two possibilities we talked about yesterday. But either way, you can in fact have an Issa Midaraisa because it's a Psik Reshe. And the Chachamim disagree and they say, Eino Psik Reshe. It's rather a regular Davar She'ein Miskaven, and Davar She'ein Miskaven on Shabbos, according to Yehuda, is also Midarabanan. And if Shimon disagrees and he holds the Davar She'ein Miskaven is Mutter. So Tosus learns these three opinions in the following way. According to Rabbi Eliezer, sweeping or reboots is also midaraisa because it's a psikresha, you'll even out the floor. According to the Chachamim, it's not a psikresha, it doesn't happen every time, but it's a Davar She'ein Miskaven that might happen, and he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that on Shabbos that's also midarabanan. And according to Rabbi Shimon, this should be allowed because it's a Davar She'ein Miskaven, and it doesn't happen every time. V'hada Amar Ha'inna, continues Tosus, V'hada Amar V'ha'inna, this field on Rabbi Shimon, Shari L'chachila, Rav Shimon allows it nowadays. It's even lechachila. Alpa gav the efshar the server Rav Shimon to have psik reshe. Mikomokom hashash server karabanan de lo have psik reshe. Where the Gemara assumes, like the opinion of the Chachamim, that it's not a psik reshe. Hilchach shari lechachila came in the kaim on Rav Shimon. So that's why Tosus learns this machlokes. Tosus learns the machlokes between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim is whether or not it's a psik reshe. That's the way our Tosus learns. You know what the problem with that is, Rabbi Isai? You know what the problem with that is? Huh? Just test it out. Test it out. I mean, you can figure it out whether it's a psik reshe or not a psik reshe. You don't have to have a machlekes about it. So it's a difficult thing. You can just test it out. So therefore, Tosis and Maseches Pesachim has a different shot over here. Everybody's saying the sheets turn, there's a Tosis and Pesachim. Tosis and Pesachim and Samech Hei has a different shot in this machlokes. Over here in Dibri Maso HaMechabe, Tosis writes, Al Karka Klav Psik Reshe Hu. Of course here it cannot be a Psik Reshe. If it would be a Psik Reshe, according to everyone,
The rabbis of Shimon would not allow you to dip, put the water on the floor of Chartilo, Bishilia Matzniya, the end of Perak HaMatzniya. So, Vitema Lari, if it's not a Psig Reshe, Im Kena Maimel Chayiv Rebbe Eliezer, how can Rebbe Eliezer hold your Chayiv? Came into Yocholios below Gumos, it could be that there's no holes, no indentations. Vidoka Glomer to Pligi, Iavi Psig Reshe, hello. Don't tell me, like Tyson said in Shabbos, it's a Machlekes, if it is a Psig Reshe, it's not a Psig Reshe, it's ridiculous. Figure it out. So therefore, Veneer Luri, the Behop Ligi. Therefore, the Re understood that this is what they're arguing about. Rebbe Eliezer, Sover, Stam, Mechabed, Umerabed, Miskavim, Ahashvaz, Gumois. Rebbe Eliezer, this is what our Tosis said. Tosis in Shabbos. Tosis in Shabbos understands. This is Tosis in Shabbos. Understands that the Machlekes is, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's a Psik Reshe. According to the Chachamim, it's not a psik reshe, ain't no psik reshe, but they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the davar she'eino miskavin is asur. Midrabanan. On Shabbos. Shabbos, davar she'eino miskavin is asur, midrabanan. And Rabbi Shimon holds that it's mutter because it's ain't no psik reshe, so it's a davar she'eino miskavin. Very simple. That's Tosfos in Shabbos. Tosfos in Pesachim says that's very shver. Come on, the Tamachlekes and Metzias, is it a psik reshe? Is it not a psik reshe? Test it out. So Taisa says a different shot. He says, what are they arguing about? V'nira l'vidu b'hoplegi. D'Rebbe Eliezer sover stam mechaben u'meravetz miskaben l'hashvayz gumos. A guy who sweeps, or this is a psychological machlekes, you can't test it out. Rebbe Eliezer holds stam a person when he sweeps or he does rebuts miskaben l'hashvayz gumos. It's not a psik reshe, it's not a davar she'eino miskaben. That's exactly what you're intending to do. And the chachamim hold that he's eino miskaben. They passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that davar she'eino miskaven is usher. And Rav Shimon also holds it's eino miskaven, and therefore it's allowed. But nobody held that it's a psik reshe. Everyone holds it's eino psik reshe. That's Tosfos in Pesachim. Here, let's read it inside. V'nira l'vidu b'hoplegi. Yeah.
If you, on the
Tosfos
in Shabbos, for the Rabbanan, for the Chachamim, he holds that it's not psik reshe, so they and Rabbi
Yehuda. But they pass it on Rabbi Yehuda. The davar she'eino miskaven is osur. But even Rabbi Yehuda, who held davar she'eino miskaven is osur on Shabbos, derabanan, because melachas machshes. So therefore, it's only osur midarabanan. V'nir l'rid b'hok ligi. Rabbi Eliezer sover stam mechaven merabitz miskaven lahashvas gumos. Afal pi she'ein tzorach lahashvas gumos. Even though you don't need to do it, that's what he has kavanah for. Mechayv the Rabbi Yehuda hol v'hishvei gumos l'besof. V'rabbanan sabri de'im miskaben el l'chabir u'l'rabbetz. He only intends to sweep or to put down the dust. V'leka el shvus. It's only us mid rabbanan. Why? Because it's a davar she'eino miskaven. It might happen, might not happen. It's not what you have intent for. But he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. The davar she'eino miskaven is also. There's a third pshat in the Rishonim. Turn back to the Ramban. Has a slightly different take over here. But very similar to this Tosfos. The Ramban in Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Hei says,
Rosan, do you see that Malach HaShem means the person who's doing it is skilled in that task, or you have to have the
It has to be similar to the Malach that a laborer would do, or that a skilled person would do, or a thoughtful person would do. Not destructive, not without purpose, not creative, not normal. All of these things are descriptions of... How can all these halachas be learned out from two words? The answer is because it's a description of a type of malacha that you're chayav for in Shabbos. And all of those things are lacking in that quality of meleches machsheves.
And it doesn't apply to...
Or let's say you do pachos mikashir. You take out pachos mikashir. Why you put on Shabbos pachos mikashir? So some say it's not meleches machsheves. That's not a skilled task. It has to be enough. It has to be thoughtful. It has to be creative. All of these are descriptions of a skilled task. Or a thoughtful task. Yeah.
Sorry, one more time.
Yeah.
Psik reshe, he holds, according to the Chacham, he's not doing a psik reshe?
It's not a psik reshe that every time you sweep or every time you put the water down on the floor, you'll even out the floor. So why does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Because he holds davar she'eino miskaven, something that might happen.
Davar she'eino miskaven.
Even a secondary act that doesn't always happen for Yehuda is also. Right, it's a davar she'eino miskaven. The Ramban says a different shot. He says, La mishum ashvuye gumos. It's not because you're evening out the floor The cave and the mechaybu chatas umiso lo havele li chayuve om kin yodea shehishva osan mamish. How could you be chayiv unless you know that he did it? It can't be that it's possible that he did it. If you don't know that he did it, so then you can't be chayiv. I can't say you're chayiv chatas. I don't know if it happened at all. Elo the hikuf malacha. No, he says this itself is a malacha. Shakarka mishtave bahenu misyave bekach vavibone. The Ramban says along these lines, along the lines of Tosfos Mesachim is slightly differently. The Ramban says the fact that the house is better off, misyape hakarka bekach, the karka is better with swept floor, with the dust matted down, so that's a malacha of bona deraisa. But not because you're evening out the floor, it itself is bona, sweeping the floor is itself bona for Eliezer. And the Chachamim disagree, and they say, "Eino melech is bone. It is not bone. It's only a problem of ashvuyei gumos, which might or might not happen. It's a davar sheino miskaven, and we yasam mid rabbanon. O gemar melech es debinyan umakav bepatishu urabbanon less a melech ba'atzma el shema yashve gumos. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Davar sheino miskaven is only yasam mid rabbanon according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Shimon. It would all be allowed." Okay, these are the three opinions in Rishonim, how to understand these three opinions in the Gemara. Either way, Rabbi Yisai, either way, I ask you now, halacha lemase, person wants to sweep the floor, allowed or not allowed? We passing like Rav Shimon, Davar Sheino Miskaven is mutar. You want to sweep the floor?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Are stone floors?
Dirt floor.
Yes.
Jack. Dirt floor. Dirt floor.
No.
Yes, you can. Why would you have said no? Why?
Well, according to, if you hold like Rav Shimon, you can't.
Why? We hold like Rav Shimon.
Yeah, so then you're allowed to.
You said no.
Because our intention is to sweep the floor, is to clean it up.
And you think your sweeping the floor is different than their sweeping the floor? Well, so are you evening out the ground? Is that what you have Kavanah for?
Well, the question is, why are we sweeping a dirt floor? Because there's dirt on the floor, they're not sweeping anything up. So
we sweep things.
Of course, they're sweeping things up. Otherwise, why else are they sweeping?
I don't know.
Well, then that's what I'm saying. Maybe they're sweeping for a different. So they want to sweep away the loose dirt. Okay.
Did they intend to smoothen out the floor?
Well, by sweeping away the loose dirt, you're intending to smooth out the floor.
Really? Then you think people have kavana to even out the floor when they sweep?
I mean, it's different when they're sweeping back.
What are they?
This is all we've been talking about until now, and you haven't piped up yet. Yeah.
Is there a difference between a dirt floor and a regular floor? Because at the end of the day,
we're talking about dirt floors here, Rabbi Zai.
Right, but I'm saying at the end of the day, there's loose dirt.
Yes.
And it's not a shovel. You're not digging.
Of course not.
So it should be the same thing. So it should be allowed.
It should be allowed. Is it a psikreishe that every time you sweep, it happens?
Yeah.
That what will happen?
You think so?
I have no idea. It's a dirt floor, Rabbi. I've never swept dirt floor, but I don't know why.
Have you swept other floors?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
We hold like Rosh Hashanah, we went there.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Excellent. The problem is, Rabbi Zai, we would have thought that. Look in Tosis, Dibre Masel V'Ho Idna. Look at Tosis. Yes.
So the Rabbanan also hold the Davar Sheino
Miskaven,
they just hold like Rabbi Yehuda.
The Rabbanan passing like Rabbi Yehuda.
And they also hold the Davar Sheino
Miskaven. Right. Okay. They held the Davar Sheino Miskaven. It doesn't happen every time, but it might happen. You don't have kavana for when you sleep in the floor. You have kavana to clean up the breadcrumbs. They also, Rabbis in those days, drop breadcrumbs on the floor. It happens. Or maybe sweeping up the toys or something.
Was there a chashash that you might come to fill the hole?
Fill up the holes, even out the floor. That's baina.
But that's not the water. That's not.
It will, because the water will seep in and mat it down, and you mash v'gumos. You evened out the floor. It's not your intent. Your intent is to mat down the dirt, so I shouldn't be getting into my eyes.
What kind of floor are we talking about?
Dirt floors.
When dirt's wet, it doesn't.
The dust doesn't come up.
Okay.
When it's dry, 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 then it gets very dusty, and it's hard to breathe. Yes.
The Rambam is saying that.
The Rambam is saying sweeping the floor is itself boina, not because you're smoothing out the floor. Rabbi Eliezer held sweeping the floor is itself like Makom HaPatish, and Rabbi Chacham said, "What are you talking about? Mash veGumos is a problem. That might happen, might not happen. Davar Sheino Miskaven, Davar Sheino Miskaven on Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only us in the Rabbanon." Okay? We would have said, at least some of us would have said, sweeping the floor on Shabbos should have been allowed. We pass on Rav Shimon, Dovah Shinim is Kavin his mother. Look at Tysus though, different master viha idno. The common Rav Shimon Sharia feel chachil to sweep the floor or to do this reboot story to put the water down in order to mat down the dust. Bahag Shari Kibud, my high timer. The Bahag allowed you to sweep the floor for this reason. We pass in Dovah Shinim is Kavin his mother. Afilu bidahutin, even with a broom that is made out of like sticks, that should be allowed. Ve'ein nira liri, but the Ri does not like this because of a Gemara later on. Rabbi said, turn to Gemara Kuf Chav Dalad and Beis. Kuf Chav Dalad and Beis. There's another Gemara we need to see. Can't pass it off of one Gemara. There's another Gemara. Kuf Chav Dalad and Beis. Five lines down in the wide lines in the Gemara. The last word on the line is Amar Rebbe Abba, Amar Rebbe Chiyah Barashi, Amar Rav. Machbodai Shel Milsa, if you have a broom made of garments, why would you have a broom made of garments? Because it was meant to clean the table. You know, like something that's smooth.
A mop?
Not a mop. Mop is meant to be wet. All right. No, sponge is a totally different thing. Mutar L'Talklon B'Shabbos. If it's a broom that's made out of begadim, shel milsa, Rashi says, a chabed shulchan, in order to sweep the table. You know, sometimes they have, people have these for Shabbos too, but they have it in nicer restaurants. You know, when you're done eating, they clean up the crumbs. So you could use something that does not, different type of broom. Mutar l'talklon b'Shabbos is not muktzah. Aval shel temura, if you have it of date leaves, meaning lulav branches. They used to make their broom out of lulav branches. Aval shel temura loy. No. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Rabbi Eliezer says, av shel temura. Even a date leaf branch, a date leaf broom is allowed. But Maya Skinan says, what's the case? Ilema l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech makoimoi. What are you moving it for? If it's a kli shemalach talesa, which means it's a kli that's usually used for something that's usher, so it's still allowed, l'tzarech gufo, l'tzarech makomo. If I need the item or I need its place, you're allowed to move a kli shemalach talesa. We're familiar with this, however. B'ha'le merav shel temura loy. Would Rav really say you can't even there, Rav would say you can't move a date, branch, a lulav broom? Why not? V'ha'rav k'rav esfirulei. Rav holds like Rav that l'tzarech gufo, l'tzarech makomo is allowed. Even if it's a kli shemalach talesa, it should be allowed. Rather, the Gemara says, Ela mecham l'tzel. We're talking about you're not moving it because you need it or you need its place. You're moving it from the shade, from the sun to the shade. You don't need it, you don't need its place. So then, moving a kli shemalach talesa is usher. B'ha lema Rebbe Eliezer, av shel temura. What? On this, Rebbe Eliezer would say, av shel temura. I'm sorry. B'ha lema Eliezer, av shel temura. Rebbe Eliezer allows this? He allows? I'm sorry. One second. We said a broom of cloth you're not allowed to move. If it's made of lulav branches, no. So Rebbe Eliezer said even lulav branches, I'm sorry. Rebbe Eliezer said even lulav branches you're allowed to move. Right? Mm-hmm. So the problem is, 1 minute. If we're talking about L'tzarech gufo, L'tzarech makomo, why did Rav aser it? He's the first one in that little statement. Why did Rav answer it? If it's a tzarech gufo, tzarech makoimoi, even if it's a mukta, even if it's a klisha melach talisa, it should be allowed. And if it's a mechamel itzel, why does Rebbe Eliezer allow it? You shouldn't be allowed. The Olam says the Gemara mechamel itzel. Really, it's from shade to darkness, from the sun to shade. Aim of a chain on Rebbe Eliezer. And say what it should be is Rebbe Eliezer also answered it. So everyone holds, you're not allowed to move a broom. Are you not allowed to move a broom? What does that imply about a broom? That it's a muktzah because it does what? It's a kli shemalach l'iser, a utensil that is used for an iser purpose. What does that imply about sweeping?
That's usher.
That's the problem. Why is sweeping usher? We paskin like who? Shimon. It's a problem. So go back. Sadi hammered off. Go back to that tesis. Va'idna. The common one Shimon. So, Bahag Shari Kibun Mayat Aimov. The Bahag allowed because the Davar Sheni Miskav Ein Yili Ri. This doesn't appear to the Ri. The Parakol came, Amar Rebbe Lazar, Ach Mechbedo Shel Tamara, Mutu Gutalton, Uporech. The Gemara asks, Ime Chama Lutzeel, Beholem Rebbe Lazar, Ach Bishel Tamara, whatever, you're not allowed to move the broom that's made of Lula branches, Mashma, the Pshitale, the Lekaman, the Shari. No one holds that it's mutter. Afil Rabbi Shimon, Mishum to have Malachta Leiser. You can't move a broom, it's a cliche of Malachta Leiser. Ah, the Yishari Lechabed, have Malachta Leheter, but if you're allowed to sweep, it's Malachta Leheter. Elevade says Taisis Kibud Asur. Sweeping is also the Kuli Alma. Why is sweeping also the Kuli Alma? Mipnei Shemezes Afar Mimkaimai. Because why? You are moving dust. Dust is mukta, sweeping, you're moving dust, so therefore you're not allowed to sweep on Shabbos because you're moving mukta with the broom.
Doesn't this go against the Gemara?
Yeah. No. Velo Sharin and Rabbi Shimon and Adafka Rebots. When the Gemara said, Va'inna the Kaimalan Kareb Shimon, what were we talking about? Putting the water down on top of the dirt, but not sweeping. Sweeping was never allowed. When the Gemara said, according to Shimon, it's allowed, nowadays I was only talking about reboots. So what is the story with Kibud Lemaisa? It should have been Mutter. Kibud the Bahag held that it's allowed. Why we hold like Rav Shimon? Davar She'enu Miskaven. Davar She'enu Miskaven is Mutter.
So did we say that if you...
And one second. Tosis holds. That it's Asur. I'm sorry. It's Mutter, because we hold the Davar She'enu Miskaven is Mutter. He holds it's Mutter to sweep. Taisus holds that it's Asur. Why is it Asur? Mipnei Shemezes Asur Afremim Kamo. You are moving dirt.
What is
it? You're moving dirt. Mukta. It's Toto Mukta. Every time you sweep, what are you doing? Moving Mukta. So that's Asur. You're not allowed to move Mukta.
What do you mean? Mukta Asur even on a real floor then? According to that. So what
Easter
is...
Get to it. Give me 1 second.
I thought we said that sleeping with like a shmata broom is okay.
On the table. That was on the table, not on the floor.
So then what differentiates crumbs?
So crumbs are different than dust?
Sure. Crumbs are... Why is a crumb mukta?
Why is dust mukta?
Dust has no use.
Crumbs have no use.
What are you talking about? It's food.
It's the same thing.
It's the food they missed. The food they never made it.
What are you going to do with
a
crumb?
But a rock!
If you're sweeping it, it clearly has no use.
What second? But a rock! It's not mukta. When it came into Shabbos, it was part of a big chali roll. Now it's mukta. Now it's a crumb on the table. That's different than a rock. It's different than dirt. When Shabbos came, mukta is determined when Shabbos comes. When Shabbos comes, it has no use. So it's mukta. A chali roll has use.
If crumbs were there before Shabbos, crumbs would be mukta.
No, I don't think so. People eat crumbs. I'm not giving in on that one.
How do you like throw rocks at people then on Shabbat?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's Davar She'enu Miskaven if you're moving the dirt. I understand.
You're moving the dirt, that's what you're doing. What do you do when you sweep? You're picking up the loose dirt and moving it out. That's exactly what you're doing. You could say it's tiltul kalachar yad. You're not really moving the mukta itself. So I think that's why the other Rishonim would disagree. Moving mukta is only usher if you do it in the normal way. If you move mukta, kalachar yad is allowed. Like, let's say you want to... Whatever. Moving mukta in general, I don't give a practical example. Moving mukta in general is allowed if you do it in an abnormal way. So this is not the normal way. This is tiltul min hatzad, touching it from the side, as opposed to touching it directly. But Taisus may be held, this is called directly. How else do you touch
that's
dirt?
That's how everyone else.
But I think that's why the other Rishonim didn't say like Taisus.
So if you say it's Klish Malachal Isser, that means it's an Isser.
That means sweeping is an Isser. So Taisus says what
Isser is it? Well,
Tiltul Mukta. Tiltul Mukta. A new thing. You got out of Bona. Yeah, you're fine with that. It's a Davar She'enu Miskaven. Tosfos is not going to disagree with you. But he says you have a problem of the fact that it is Tiltul Mukta. That's the Gemara Kuf Chav Dalet. So Tosfos says, not so fast. When the Gemara said, according to Rav Shimon, it's allowed, it was talking about reboots, about putting the water down on the floor, not kibud. Yeah.
Is an eggshell like crumbs or like dirt? Like, would it be Mukta to sweep up?
Eggshells are grafsha with E. Is either way something disgusting. You're allowed to move it off the table. Yeah, but not yet. No. Go ahead.
Can you move mukta if it's like in your way?
Yes.
So
if it's graf shel ri'i, if it's a problem.
But like, I don't. Like, yes. You have a pair of tefillin sitting on your dining
table. No, not if it's in here.
You can move it.
Yad, or if you need a good term,
tefillin.
Tefillin is yeah. Kli shem malach the list, so you're allowed to move. Not if it's machmas. I forgot if muktzah machas. Yeah, it might be that. All right, I don't want to get involved in the whole muktzah shayvas now. Yeah, but that's separate, probably a separate issue. Rashi though also seems to hold like Tosfos that sweeping is not allowed. Look at Rashi, Rabbi Sai, you got duped. I duped you. The Gemara said that according to Rabbi Eliezer, all these things are chayv chatos. The chachamim amim echad zeh v'echad zeh eina elu mishum shvus. All of these things are only asim midrabanan. What are all of these things? Look at Rashi. Echad zeh v'echad zeh. Echad Shabbos v'echad yomtiv. Kibud might still be midaraisa asar sweeping. Why? Your mash v'gumais. And even when the Gemara said at the end, now that we hold like Rav Shimon, that a davar she'eino miskaven is allowed, look at Rashi, Rabbi Shimon, the davar she'eino miskaven mutter, umerabeitz, eino miskaven lahad be'gofer be'gumos l'hashvos habayis el sh'liyah be'ofer. When you put the water on the floor, all you intend is that the dust shouldn't come up, you don't intend to smooth out the floor. But he never talked about kibud. Kibud sweeping might still be awesome in the raisa because it's a psik reishe of mash v'gumos. It's going to happen every time. So it could be Rashi held that sweeping is a problem. We never talked about sweeping according to Rashi. Sweeping is also perhaps even chayiv because mipnei shemash v'gumos. Yeah, it's a psik reishe or for a different reason. But maybe you're miskaving. That's exactly what you have intent for. Not everyone here was sure when we talked about sweeping. When people started to think, one minute, when you're sweeping, isn't that exactly what you're doing? Or, of course it's going to happen, you're going to smooth out the floor. So Rashi said, it's also when the Gemara had this whole discussion, echad zev is only asim in the Rabbanon. Rav Shimon allows it, davar she'eino miskaven, it was never talking about sweeping. The whole time it was talking about putting this water on the floor. Never sweeping. And that seems to be the opinion of the Rambam. Rabbi, say, turn to the Rambam. Actually, I printed it out a better copy because I cut off part of the Ketzer Mishnah. Here, take a copy of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Per Chaf Aleph Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Gimel Va'osel Lechaved Es HaKarka, second line over here on the new printout. It's the same Rambam, but we missed part of the Ketzer Mishnah. Here you have it. You are not allowed to sweep the ground. Maybe you will smooth out the ground. You'll smooth out the floor. Unless it was a stone floor. The first, our introduction to a stone floor. One minute. You're allowed to sprinkle water on the floor. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry that you might smooth out the floor because you don't have kavana for it.
If it's a marble floor now he's talking about?
Wait, I'm going to get to the marble. You already assumed it's marble.
We'll get to it.
We'll get to the stone floor. Give me 1 second, I promise you. But let's think about the other part of the Rambam. Also, l'chavetes hakarka, you're not allowed to do it. Shema yash v'gumos. Rabbi say, is it for sure you'll be mash v'gumos?
No.
So then it should be a davar she'eino miskaven. In fact, he says, you're allowed to put water on the ground. The eino chayish shema yash v'gumos. We don't have to worry about it. She'eino miskaven l'kav. But when it comes to sweeping, the Rambam says it's also shema yash v'gumos. So if you look in the Ketzer Mishnah on the side, the first part, he quotes a reverse. He says he doesn't understand. According to the Rambam, if it's not a psik reishe, and it's not a psik reishe because he says shema, maybe. It's not a psik reishe. So if it's not a psik reishe, why is it also to sweep? It should be no different than rebuts. That's allowed as a davar she'eino miskaven, and the Ketzer Mishnah says, v'nir sh'ayis ha'kavonis ha'rav zal lomar, sh'amechaben mechaben le'yapos karka abayis u'lesaknoi. That's exactly what you have intent for, is to smooth out the floor. When you put the water on the ground, you have intent to keep the dust down. So even though you might be mashmeh gumas and miskaven lekach, you have kavana here for this. So it's either a psik reishe, or b'nei shemash v'gumos, either it's because it's a psik reishe, or because that's exactly what you have intent for, you're mechamein.
So according to Rambam and Rashi, it's also for these two reasons to sweep the floor. Not allowed on Shabbos. Because that's exactly what you have intent for. What is the difference between these three, according to Baha'i, we know you're allowed to sweep even a dirt floor. What is the difference between Tosis and Rashi and the Rambam? What would be the difference if you have a stone floor? Let's say you have a stone floor, not a dirt floor. What should it be in the halacha? According to Tosis, what's the halacha? If you have a stone floor, is it allowed to sweep or not? Stone floor, you're allowed to sweep or
yes.
not?
Yeah, well, yeah. Why not?
Yes, because there's no...
You're still what? Oh, come on. There's no dust on your floor. Your floors are so clean. There's no dust.
Sweeping?
Of course. What do you think comes up half the time?
If it's a stone floor, what's the issue?
Only crumbs?
No. If it's a stone floor, what's the issue?
So according to Tosis, it's still, you're moving mukzah. So if you have a stone floor, ritzpas avonim, if you have a stone floor, according to Tosis, it should be yasser. According to the high goal, this is mutter. According to Tosis, it should be yasser. According to Rambam and Rashi, it should be mutter.
Why would it be mutter?
Rashi holds it's a psik reisha, or Rashi holds that it's not.
It's either a psik reisha, Rashi might hold like that, or you're mechaben, like the Rambam seemed to imply. The Rambam seemed to say it's not a psik reisha, but that's exactly what you have kavanah for.
Why would it
be? I don't know what Rashi held.
Rav, why would it be a problem for
Turn to the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's see how this all bangs out.
Why would
it
be a problem for Tosfot if it's a stone floor?
You're moving dust.
Even
you're moving mukzah.
Shane and
when you're sweeping, what do you have intent to do? You've never done it before. I know.
I sweep all the time.
Oh, so what do you have intent to do when you sweep?
Remove my roommate's crumbs.
Also, the Chavad is Habayis, says the Shulchan Aruch Shin Lam Zayin Siv Beis. Also, the Chavad Habayis. El Im Kain Hakarka Merutzov. Oh, so we do not pass it like the Bahag. The Bahad said you could sweep even a dirt floor. We don't pass it like that. Oh yeah, that's the second opinion there. So, but the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is like Rashi and the Rambam. That you're not allowed to sweep a dirt floor. Either you have kavana for it, or there's a psik reishe that you can be mashiv gumois. And when the Gemara said that it's allowed, it was only talking about reboots, putting the water down so that the dust shouldn't come up. Elim keina karka marutzov. But if the ground is made of stone, it should be allowed. The Yesh Matir and Afilu Eina Merutzov. There are those who allow it, even if it's not Merutzov. Who's that? The Bahag. The Bahag allowed you to sweep a dirt floor.
Didn't we say that everyone agrees that it's Muksa and you can't use it? We said a bit of a Kuyama that it's Muksa and then you can't use it.
What? It's a broom? Oh. I didn't mention it. Excellent point. I didn't mention it. But if you look in the Rif asked that question. 1 minute, Tosfos had a good kasha from Kuf Chof Daled Amud Beis. How could we, the Bahag, hold sweeping is allowed? What about the Gemara that a broom is muktzah? A broom is muktzah. So if you look in the Rif asked this question, and the Rif says that's exactly what we mean when we said ha'idna, nowadays. Meaning this Gemara came after that Gemara. That Gemara was before we started passing like Rav Shimon, the Dovah Shein HaMiskaven is mutter. Now that we passing like Rav Shimon, the Dovah Shein HaMiskaven is mutter, the broom is no longer muksa. And that's the halacha. Broom would not be muksa. Because they used to pass like Rav Yehuda. The Dovah Shein HaMiskaven was mutter. Oh, because if a broom is used for sweeping, and according to Rav Yehuda, no one held you allowed to sweep. That was awesome in the Rabbanon, because sometimes you are mashmi gumos.
Why should it affect who we pass, like if it's mukzah or not?
Because according to Yehuda, you can't sweep. So if you can't sweep, because sometimes you're mashmi gumos, the broom is mukzah. Because you're not allowed to do it. So then the broom has no use on Shabbos. It's mukzah. But now that we start passing a Kuf Shimon, the Dovah Shein HaMiskaven is mutter, ha'idna, that's after the Gemara and Kuf Chav Daled Amud Beis, now we hold sweeping is mutter. And now we would hold the broom is no longer muktzah. So the Bahag will get out of that Gemara, even though Tosfos has the Gemara that a broom is muktzah, he'll say that's before we started passing like Rav Shimon. That's what the Gemara says.
Sadi Heike before Kaf Daled.
Yes, that's what the Rif says. What the Gemara is that? Boy, that doesn't mean anything. You can look it up. I put the Rif on the Mar Makomos, but I don't want to start now turning to the Rif. But if you look up the Rif, that's what the Rif says. That Gemara was before this Gemara. Our Gemara that says ha'idna nowadays is a later statement, and therefore now that we start passing Rav Shimon, the Dovah Shein HaMiskaven is muktzah, the broom would not be muktzah.
But according to Rabbi Yehuda, in regards to the broom being muktzah, that's implying that there was no stone floors at his time. So you'd say even on a stone floor where there's
no, they're talking about on a dirt floor.
But then when you're still saying the broom's muksa.
Yeah, the broom is muksa in a place that has dirt floors.
So then it's that
you're so right? They didn't have stone floors. Everybody had dirt floors.
Beit HaMikdash.
That was a unique case. Or this town of Mechuza. No, we heard about a town like Mechuza that had stone floors. Maba and Ryan, something was hard to imagine. Yeah.
Also, doesn't it matter, doesn't it make a difference what the room is used for most of the time, for you specifically?
Yeah.
That's okay, so if you don't use it all the time just for cleaning out dirt.
What else do you use a broom for?
What else do you use a broom for?
You're flying around the room? What else do you use a broom for?
You create it, I'm saying, but if somebody uses it for something else, then it's not.
You're 100% right.
Okay, fine. Also, cleaning the dirt off the floor. If there's crumbs and other stuff, then you have to monitor for them. That's not moksa either. Even
yeah, but you are moving the dust too.
But right. But
that's double shade of the scabbage.
Yes. So that is the thing. Right. Right. Yes.
The same as like cleaning the table. If I'm eating sunflower seeds and I have the peels on the table, I'm glad to take it off with other.
So
same thing with the floor.
No, but your kavana when sweeping, your main kavana is for the dust, it's for the dirt.
The table is not for the sunflower seeds. They're cleaning off the table and putting it on a plate or something that has other food on it.
Here, your main kavana is for the dust.
It's the same thing.
Maybe yes, maybe no. I need to think about it. But over here, you're clearly, when you're sweeping, your main kavan is for the dust. So look at Bukharov. Again, the first opinion is Rashi and the Rambam, that if it's a stone floor, it's allowed. V'yeshma, tirin, a few animal roots, if that's the Bahag, that it's allowed, even if it's not a stone floor, it's a dirt floor. Then the Ramah causes us problems. So Rabbi said, for us, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have a stone floor. Can you sweep? Yes or no? If according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have a stone floor, you can sweep. He even said there are those allowed on a dirt floor. But then the Ramah causes us problems. V'yesh machmirin afilu b'merutzav v'chein noyagin v'ein l'shanois. You cannot even sweep even if you have a stone floor. Wow. Why is that?
V'yesh
machmirin v'chein noyagin v'ein l'shanois. You shouldn't switch. It's also sweeping on a stone floor. So I would have said, Rabbi Sai, one second, I would have said that it's also because of Texas. I would have said it's also because of Tosfos. Why? Because you're moving Muktzah.
I thought that was only because you can't.
So that applies even on a Ritzvah Savanim, even on a stone floor. But the Ramas, Rabbi Yisai, but if you look in this long Bir Halacha, Rabbi, this long Bir Halacha, Yesh Machmir Mafil Ben Merutzah, three quarters of the page, he proves to you that it cannot be the Ramas being Machmir like Tosfos. No, it's not coming from Tosfos. How does he know? Because read on in the Ramah. V'chein ha'yidei beged or matlis or knaf avos hakalim, even if you are going to use
a cloth.
Or what? Knaf avos hakalim. V'ein omash v'gumos. I'm sorry. One second. V'chein ha'yidei beged l'shanos. Miu. Ha'yidei einu yuhudi mutter. If it is, you're using a nachri to do it, it's allowed. We're going to talk about that in a minute from tomorrow. V'chein ha'yidei beged or matlis. So too, if you're using a cloth broom, or matlif, or knaf avas hakalim, or you're using a broom that is made of those lulav branches, v'ein o mash v'gumos, then it's allowed. If it's not mash v'gumos, it's allowed. If you're using such a soft broom, I guess they have brooms like this now.
Straw.
No, but sometimes you see janitors use them. They're made of cloth. So if it's such a soft thing that it doesn't mash v'gumos, it's allowed. Why is it allowed? According to Tosfos, what's the issa here? Because you're being mash v'gumos or because you're moving muksa? So Ramah says, I'm sorry, the Bir Halacha writes, this cannot be for Tosfos. If it would be for Tosfos, the Ramah could not have allowed a soft broom. But the problem is, Ramah allows soft brooms. According to Tosfos, soft brooms are also usher. So it must be, because you're moving muksa. So it must be, said to be Halacha, that the Ramah, this opinion never makes it into Shulchan Aruch. It's not one of the three opinions in Shulchan Aruch. I would have said the three opinions in Shulchan Aruch. The first one is Rambam and Rashi, that it's usher unless it's a stone floor. The second opinion is the Baha'i, that it's always mutter. The third opinion is that it's usher even on a stone floor. I would have said it's Tosfos, but it's not, says the Ramah. Because I said to be Halacha, because the Ramah allows, he allows if it's a soft broom that is not mash v'gumos. But why? You're still moving muksa. So it must be it's a different opinion. You know what this opinion held? The opinion that Rama quotes, it's a fourth opinion. That's the Sefer HaTruma, that we did not see except here. It's quoted in the Rama. That it's Asur, I'm sorry, that it's Asur to do Kibun, holds like the Rambam and Rashi, Mipnei Shemash Vegumois.
Who is this?
This is the opinion that Rama is quoting, the third opinion. I would have said the third opinion is Tosfos. And that's why I asked it on a stone floor, because you're moving mukta. But the problem is, the Rama continues that it's mutter with a soft broom. Why should it be mutter with a soft broom? You're still moving dust. Must be this opinion is not one of the three opinions. This opinion was never quoted, Tysus' opinion. You know the third opinion that appears in the Rama is the Sefer HaTruma, who holds the following. It's also to sweep, mipnei shamash v'gumais, because you will even out the floor. But if it's a ritz bas avonim, it should have been mutter. It should have been mutter, but it's asur. You know why? Even though it's a stone floor, gzeira atu eino merutza. Because if you allow people, he makes this argument, and we're going to see him here, and we'll continue with this tomorrow. If we allow people to sweep even on a stone floor, you know what's going to happen? People are going to go home and think you could even sweep their dirt floors. So we cannot allow people to sweep, and this is how we paskin. We cannot allow people to sweep even on a stone floor, because maybe the people who don't have a stone floor will say you can sweep too, and they can. Gzera marutzav, atu she'ena marutzav. But let's say, Rabbi Yisai, anybody here know one person in the whole existence yet who has a dirt floor? No. Chofetz Chaim, by the way, had a dirt floor.
So the Ramah's opinion changes.
What do we say nowadays? There is no ena marutzav. The whole thing doesn't exist. Oh, so that's what the Bi'ur Halacha talks about. Maybe nowadays that we don't have Eino Merutzav at all, should be allowed. But right now, the way we pass in the Rama is, dirt is Aser, stone floor should be allowed, like Rashi in the Rambam, but the Rama threw in the Chumah of the Sefer Truma, Gzera, Merutzav, Atu Eino Merutzav. Maybe we shouldn't allow stone floors, you might come to confuse it with dirt floors. So we'll talk about that in Mirz Hashem tomorrow. Rabbi Yisrael, continue. There's a Tosfos over here, Shara Zilcha B'Mechuzah, and Sadi Heyom et Aleph, and then there's the Gemara Chav Tesam Ebeis. You should see that. John Amar Makomas continue with that.
What about, is dirt is not considered then